Kaiser, I really can't do justice to this, who the winner of the $10,000 contest is. I'm not going to announce it now because the sheet was in there. I needed it in the last segment. It wasn't. We're in overdrive now, and some stations don't carry this. I'm going to leave these right here, folks. This is a direct thing in front of the whole office. I'm going to leave the winner right here. I'm going to lay it down right here on top of the Time magazine over here. And at the start of the show tomorrow, I will announce the winner, and we will have a piece put together that we will play on the show with some excerpts of some of the runners-up as well. Okay, and you'll get your $10,000. It's indescribable the great job everybody did. Look, you got to get aggressive with these tyrants. And they can't get away with this if you won't let the TSA stick their hands down your pants. Because that's going to be everywhere. Like I told you, that's the new America. It's just a bunch of minders poking at you, yelling at you. Because they're getting you ready to be a slave. They're getting ready to get rid of America. Get rid of freedom. Braun in Alabama, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a specific question about the economy, or rather some strategy. But to speak to what that last caller said, if I can for a minute, I think what people have trouble with in confronting all this stuff about the Matrix and the New World Order is that they also have to confront the fact that they were living in that false system and that they were fooled by it. And maybe it's an embarrassment, or it's just hard to even fathom, or it's also hard to fathom where all this could take us, and they get a little scared by it and, you know, back down. And I think that people just need to, you know, find some way to focus that energy and improve themselves, maybe in
practice. Yeah, no, this New World Order road leads to death, okay? That's the globalist own statements. We've listed it all here. You have a quick question for Max Kaiser.
Yeah, you know, I study the economy, and, you know, my site talks about this a lot on Twitter, that, you know, the perception that the market is kind of like the large populace, in the sense that they don't seem to grasp the fact that economic collapse could actually happen. You know, that all these signs that are happening now, the purchase, the PMI indexes are crashing around the world. The, you know, UK is going into recession, all that stuff. It doesn't faze them, and the behavior is
no. I hear you. I gotta jump because we're out of time. I'm not exactly sure what the question there is. It's more of a statement. Look, folks, they're already in, even like the London Telegraph, which is normally pro-banker, saying, is it time to start arresting bankers? The good news is we're getting past their puppets, Obama, Romney, you know, Cameron, to the actual globalists. And the globalists are saying that. I mean, they're not invincible, Max. I mean, I think we're going to end up seeing a lot of these folks go to prison. I think humanity's going to wake up.
Well, they're pushing their luck. You know, there was a report that came out today about this hedge fund manager in the Hamptons, saying that he's genuinely concerned that a populist uprising will come and attack him, and he feels very vulnerable out there in the Hamptons on Long Island, which is an enclave of many, many rich people. And I think this top group of kleptocrats, these bankers, are beginning to realize that they are very vulnerable. It's really not that difficult to get to them. And as more and more people understand the nature of their crimes, they're going to be motivated to go after them. Now, the question is, are they going to save themselves by reversing their behavior, or are they going to double down on their own fraudulent behavior? History tells us that they double down and they push their luck, and there is a revolution of some type. And we've already seen it in the Middle East, and we're seeing huge outbreaks of social unrest already here. I would imagine that in Britain, within 6 months, you'll see what we've seen in Greece, because their economy is in free fall. As soon as the Olympics are over, the next round of economic numbers will be reported. It'll be confirmed that the UK is just teetering above depression, and the people are going to be out in the streets. You know, you have 2 million people out in the streets anti-war, so that we know that they can get out onto the streets. Now, when they'll be out there fighting for themselves, they will be, and they won't be happy.
Well said, Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com. Thank you for spending time with us today. I appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure, Alex.
People will be able to see the TV show we taped, coming up on Friday at your website?
That's right. It's going to be on the famous Alex Jones on the show. Looking forward to it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Max. All right, folks, a lot more coming up in retransmission. See you on the nightly news tonight. Big show, in-studio guest, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. I will announce the winners at 8 after tomorrow on the radio. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Saying that there will be war with the West within weeks. We're going to be going over that. Paul Watson has an article on that at InfoWars.com. They are relaunching Kony 2012, even though it was exposed as a total PR stunt fraud, as a pretext to invade every country of Africa. They've had Congress try to pass resolutions saying they can invade any country because of Kony, who hasn't been seen in almost 6 years and controlled a few hundred square miles. Kony 2012 style PR stunt to sell war on Syria. They've also been caught putting out fake photos of massacres, fake television broadcast of massacres. And we're going to be showing some of that if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. If not, just go to Paul Watson's article. Also, Aaron Dykes wrote an article last night going over all of that. Wag the Dog Media published Photoshop forgery. We can show that right now. To sell image of war-torn Syria. And you can see the real image on bottom, and on top they put the bombed-out city behind them. This is standard. In fact, if we go to Aaron Dykes' article, it's more detailed than that one. It's titled Wag the Dog Media published Photoshop forgery to sell image of war-torn Syria. We show when CNN got caught doing fake broadcast and killing dead bodies. They themselves had Al-Qaeda kill. I mean, it's just beyond throwing baby out of incubator lies that turned out was totally made up to say, well, we have to attack Iraq. They threw babies out of incubators. And they have gone beyond that now. And every major city across eastern Syria is run by Al-Qaeda. And they are just lining up Jews and Christians and killing them, blowing up churches, blowing up synagogues. Because that was one of the most open societies for religion in the Middle East. And the women were most the college graduates and did not wear burqas. Well, they are now. They're going to be sexually mutilated. They're going to wear burqas. And they're going to be CIA-funded and commanded. And you better shut up and accept it. What are you? You know, anti-American? You got to support Al-Qaeda. This is how ridiculous it is. This is why I said 9/11 is an inside job. Al-Qaeda was created by the bankers that run this country. Al-Qaeda is protected against Russia, against the Serbs. They are used everywhere. A lot of times the low-level jihadis below them actually believe in what they're doing. But the people on top of it are, on record, British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israeli intelligence. Occasionally German, French, or Pakistan intelligence. Turkish intelligence. They are the... How many years have I told you, a decade at least, that Al-Qaeda is the sword of the New World Order? I've called Al-Qaeda the key of the New World Order, the skeleton key. What's a skeleton key do? Well, if you've got, say, an office building, and you know, you've got, say, almost 50 people, like we have working in this 16,000-square-foot facility, there are certain doors, like IT rooms, that you have to have a master key. I have a master key, a skeleton key, that opens every door in this facility. And that is what the New World Order is. I have a master code. We've got code locks as well that will open the doors. I have a skeleton key. And that's what Al-Qaeda is. It is just a made-up, cut-out army where they can organize jihadis, terrorist groups, mercenaries, MI6, SAS commandos, dress them up. It's just a cutout of why is there a checkpoint on the highway, mommy? Why is there a drone? Why are they trying to force me with a knock, you know, with a shot? Why is the IRS taking money out of my bank account? No judge, no jury. Well, honey, things changed after 9/11, where they ran drills of the towers being blown up, tripod two that day. They said it wasn't true at the time, later confirmed in congressional testimony. I can go on for about 10 hours, if you'd like, on 9/11. The official story is a lie, and it was used to take our freedoms. And now, in the L.A. Times, Associated Press, French News Agency, London Guardian, Asia Times, German National Television are reporting that Al-Qaeda works for NATO. Al-Qaeda always worked for NATO. It isn't, oh, they made him in 79 under Zbigniew Brzezinski, and then they used him in the 80s against the Russians, and then they turned bad. No. Larry King Live, 2 days after 9/11, somebody's got to find it, had Bandar Bush on. That's his nickname, the Saudi prince, the U.S. ambassador from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. And Larry King was calling him a coward and a scum, calling bin Laden that. And he said, do not do this, my friend. He is a great man. He is known as hero. And Larry King went, oh, I got you. Yeah, okay, and moved on. See, because over there, he's a hero. Used to radicalize to then create new armies. You understand, the bankers took over America. So they've got an Al-Qaeda force that will attack us or take the blame for attacks. And Saudi Arabia supplies its intelligence agents who do drills, which they believe, you know, helps. Oh, we're going to do some drills and see if we can hijack jets. You know, you'll just see if you can get on board with box cutters and stuff. They nerve gas them. That's what the only real calls that got through on airphones were, there's gas, we can't breathe. Multiple aircraft, look it up. You put them on board, you nerve gas them. They were all trained at U.S. military bases. Highest security clearances. And I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy when they were ordered to let them in. They said, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. That's their cover designation. I could literally go for 10 hours straight. In fact, I think when we do that 24-hour marathon transmission that we'll do for the, what will it be, fifth annual Money Bomb? The fundraising to buy new equipment and hire more people. I pledge here that I will begin when I'm fresh at 11 a.m. on that day, and I will go for 10 hours straight. And I'll have other guest hosts, people in for the rest of the transmission, be back in the morning. I will do the ultimate 9/11 expose. Because I've done 3, 4, 5 hour radio shows. Just I've got files everywhere. Just total proof. I will do that. We will do that. We will spend 10 hours here on air, just giving it to you. Okay? Because let me tell you, you look into 9/11, honey, baby, it's an inside job. They're like, yeah, how dare you say our firefighters do it? That's the weird meme that Popular Mechanics and all the rest of them try to use, you know, being government funded. And the great masters of yellow journalism, inside job, they're like, oh, well, you're saying they blew up the building. You're saying the firefighters did it. I'm like, excuse me? Fire? I didn't say anything about firefighters. They were told get back. It was being brought down for its safety. And a lot of them have spoken out on this show. They always juxtapose the heroes versus us. We're the bad men. No, we're just people that are willing to face the facts. You know, the facts are the facts. Even if you live in denial that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, it still is. It's still sitting right there. And the people running things are involved in it. NORAD stood down. There were drills of the buildings being hit, including the Pentagon, CIA drills. All the same stories, all the same MO, all the same setup. And I've been sitting here on countless talk radio shows when they go, Alex, how dare you say the U.S. government did this? I didn't say the post office did it. I didn't say an FBI agent that investigates local bank robberies did it. I didn't say the average person in the military did it. But, yeah, I said the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was involved. Had to be. They ordered the stand down. I've got the order that's public where Cheney took the shoot-down powers away from him a month and a half before and gave it back to him a week after. I've interviewed survivors in the Pentagon. I've done my work. I've done my research. I know what happened. But here we are today. They think you're so stupid. The system thinks you're so dumb. They put out fake newscasts with fake machine gun fire. Remember CNN got caught not even being in Israel or Kuwait with nerve gas hitting and things, but they were sending out the feed on the satellite and folks recorded it, people at other networks and systems, and later it was released. Just type in CNN faking Gulf War One, and it's them making jokes and laughing and going, oh, I'm scared, and you know they've got a set out there with a fake palm tree up on the roof of CNN Center in Atlanta. It's all a joke, but only because you like being chumps, ladies and gentlemen. And they put out more fake videos, more fake newscasts. And by the way, they almost have no viewers now, even with fake Nielsen ratings. They're a joke. No one wants to watch an effeminate CIA agent, Anderson Cooper, prance around on television lying to us. I mean, we get you're an Aster and all the rest of us are scum, but we're awake to you now. And it's the same. Fox News is totally freaking everybody out now with constant gun bashing. I was talking to Mancow this morning, and he was a guest on Fox, I think he said last week. And they were going, well, why not ban semi-auto? Isn't that reasonable? That's the new talking point the teleprompter readers read off of. And he was like, no. You know, big guns make the bad guys die. Big guns, if there's rioting and collapsing, you need them. Yeah, in fact, you don't need... You don't need fully auto. You don't want full auto. You want two words or two terms, high capacity, but even more power, even more important than high capacity, you want this two words, high powered. You want high powered rifles. I mean, if you're ever really going to use a rifle to protect yourself, you want that word, high powered. High powered, high powered, high powered. And I tell you again, we want high powered. That's what it's all about. High powered rifles. That's everything. High powered. I'd rather be at 500 yards away from somebody or 1,000 yards with a high power. A high power scope and a high power cartridge. 50 cal. Lapua. The list goes on and on. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art. So the people running our society that publicly brag they are international banker fraudsters who have created derivatives, counterfeit instruments, have been caught shipping guns by the tens of thousands into Mexico to demonize our sacred right to self-defense, and they've been caught funding Al-Qaeda in multiple countries, Libya, Syria, and Iran, blow up police stations, military bases, government buildings, schools, and shoot up highways. And this is all over the foreign press and confirmed. And in the last year of this going on at an accelerated rate, year plus, The media shows the atrocities and says Gaddafi, Assad, Ahmadinejad did it. Now, that's how dumb they think you are. They think you're so dumb that George W. Bush would get up at a press conference with Mohammad Karzai of Afghanistan right before he left office 4 years ago, and he would look into the camera and say, Mohammad Karzai is doing a great job fighting al-Qaeda that funds and works with Iran. And Karzai said, no, they're Shiites, they're against al-Qaeda. And Bush said, no, they're not, they're al-Qaeda. On television, we played the clip. So it's like saying, because the public doesn't know what al-Qaeda is, doesn't know what Shia, Sunni is, so I'll use it this way with new listeners who don't know. That's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. That's like saying the Joker is Batman in the entire Middle East, Central Asia. Only the American people can be fed this magnitude of over-the-top, ridiculously obvious lies. And in Aaron Dykes' article, Wag the Dog, Media Published Photoshop Forgery to Sell Image of War-Torn Syria, he gives examples of CNN staging coverage of massacres, and they show dead bodies on CNN that Western forces have racked up. Now, do you think people like that would stage a theater shooting? By the way, it turns out one of our crew has family, a cousin. We're working on getting her on, who was in the theater. The police were there waiting when everyone tried to get out, within minutes to take their cell phones. They didn't want those getting out. Yeah, when you shoot somebody in the back at the train station there in San Francisco, you didn't want that either. You said the guy attacked you. He was in handcuffs. You executed him. Probably a test. Yeah. They took all their cell phones a few weeks ago there at the Aurora shooting. And we're getting her. How far away are we from getting her on? Okay. Good. I'm going to try to get her on today. Or it doesn't even matter. You can do it while you're running the show. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, would a group that does stuff like that overseas and ships guns to Mexico, Honduras, but also to drug gangs in the U.S., because that's part of Fast and Furious, to control their market, would a mafia that will say they'll kill U.S. citizens and torture people's children? I mean, that's who runs our government now. They're so evil. They admit they rape children in front of their parents to, quote, stop al-Qaeda. Really, they just want to set the precedent to do things like that. Oh, yeah, that's in the Army's own reports. That's who they are. That's what they like to do. If they would do that, would they stage the theater shooting? And, of course, the answer is, of course, they would. And the answer is, they did. The evidence is overwhelming. All the telltale signs. It's sloppily done because they don't even care. They took everyone's cell phones and did what they do everywhere. They took the children to a government facility overnight, even though parents were trying to get them. And they do those drills at your school, at your government training camp, at your re-education center, your, quote, independent school district run by the globalist. They do drills all the time where they take them to FEMA centers. They've admitted during crises they're going to lock down and take your kids. And they took the cell phones. Boy, wouldn't you like to see the cell phones that the witnesses were all saying looked like multiple guys letting him in, no, wasn't the same person, smoke bombs from both sides of the theater simultaneously. Oh, but let's just ask the guy that supposedly everybody says did it, the guy that looks like Ronald McDonald, they say, is the Joker. Oh, he can't talk in the last two court hearings and sits there, a textbook person who looks like they've had electroshock therapy until they don't know who they are. I mean, it was kind of like our pilots got shot down in Vietnam and then would be up there blinking Morse code. They'd been tortured and look completely whacked out of their brains after years of torture. You know, I mean, if I'm ever on the news looking whacked out of my mind, and I don't know Morse code, folks, so I can't, you know, blink Morse code at you. Just understand it's a setup. I mean, you know, I'm no rocket scientist, but Mama didn't raise a complete jackass. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Got big news coming up. The American people are waking up, and that's why the globalists are coming after us big time. I'm going to break up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gore Vidal, who we've interviewed, I think, three or four times on the radio and once in person, he died yesterday in Los Angeles at 86. Our interviews with the writer and cousin of Al Gore, it's kind of an embarrassment for him, I guess, that is up at InfoWars.com. But I tell you, so many people we've interviewed, just the time comes and they're dead, whether it's Charlton Heston or people I've talked to off air but not on air, like Ernest Borgnine and Kurt Vonnegut and so many others. That's why yesterday I was on the phone with Tyrell Ventura, who's really good friends with Harry Dean Stanton, who I'm a huge fan of. And I just said, look, make it happen. Get him. I want an interview with Harry Dean Stanton. And he said, it's getting closer. But you always hear that. Oh, William Shatner. Yeah, he's a listener. Yeah, when he gets back from his trip, if he gets some time, he'll come on. We'll see if that happens. Or, oh, this country music legend. Yeah, they want to come on. And then, you know, it's, but you know what? I don't even know why I'm getting off into that. It's not even that they're celebrities, because I'm not into just celebrities, period, but really cool people. I mean, really interesting people like William Shatner. I mean, I want to interview William Shatner. Just, it's just such a, I mean, especially because, you know, they're not going to be here forever. I'm now digressing. Again, the information has gotten so heavy. So wild that reality is being turned upside down. We had a guest yesterday that was just saying, Alex, you're describing a world turned upside down. I'm the weirdo because I didn't want to watch the opening of the Olympics and have women kissing and men humping each other, because that's not what I want my four-year-old to see. And I've talked about that being in the Olympics, and it was in the news, and I even saw comments on YouTube saying I'm not trendy because I don't want my four-year-old being confused. And I'm a bad person because I don't want Chick-fil-A in Boston, in Chicago. The cities are openly engaging in racketeering, organized crime, just like I told you, Mayor Bloomberg, organized crime, to tell police to stand down until we turn our guns in, trying to hold disarmed populations hostage. It's the only place that type of terrorism would work, is because the people are already disarmed. So the criminal state and the average criminal have the monopoly of force, which is the way they like it. But they're now saying they're going to go ahead with not giving them permits and things, which a permit is a right to do something that would be illegal. That's what licensure is. We're all slaves, folks. It's not a privilege to travel. It's not a privilege to own a gun. But the average cop thinks it is. This is part of the ongoing brainwashing. Now, all over the country, they're just inoculating children without parental consent. They're giving children as young as 10 years old abortions without parental consent. Government is just exercising raw power and saying, oh, you're waking up. Oh, you don't like what we're doing. How about 30,000 drones, and they are going to be used to surveil you, and they are going to be weaponized? Janet Napolitano has announced that. I've got an article here out of Human Events that just says they're coming whether you like it or not. Really, they're coming whether I like it or not. And then they think we're so done. They think we're so pathetic that they publicly land Al-Qaeda in Tripoli, over 3,000 of them, with U.S., British, and other special forces leading them, so they could go and blow up Shiite mosque and blow up Jewish synagogues and blow up churches. Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. They're blowing up churches in Syria, still in Libya. It's in the back of the newspaper now. I see it every couple of days. Oh, yeah, this church got burned. This synagogue got blown up. And it's just like, oh, how cute. Oh, Assad hurts the children. They've got the Kony 2012 style people out literally recycling known lies, because they have nothing but disdain for you because you buy into what they shovel at you. And now they have injected Al-Qaeda, as they did in the east of Libya and then in Tripoli and from the south. Now they've injected them all over Syria. And we told you about this a year ago. It was already going on. But now here it is. And remember a year ago, oh, we got to do something about Syria. He's being mean to protesters. You mean people firing rocket-propelled grenades into police stations? You mean people blowing up churches? I see it in the foreign news every day, new churches blown up or burned down. In Libya, it was 40,000 blacks. The number's much higher now. Blacks are part of Africa, believe it or not. I mean, if they can't have Africa, what can they have? And the jihadis that have come in from Saudi Arabia and other areas are lining them up and shooting them and hacking up the women and children with machetes. And it's like, well, that's what you got to do. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And you don't hear any of the black leaders, bought and paid for by the globalists, pushing abortions on black people all day. You don't hear a peep out of them because they're bought and paid for prostitute whores, just like the conservative leadership that's out there pushing anti-gun garbage. The only talk show host that's a conservative that hasn't been pushing gun restrictions is Rush Limbaugh. I've done some monitoring when they were here on the weekend. Drudge has been defending the Second Amendment because he's more of a constitutional libertarian freedom type. But, I mean, all the others are, yeah, it's time to turn the guns in. Because if you want the sponsors and you want the support of the system, the minute you come out for gun control, the Fortune 500 lines up to give you money. I could still sell out, ladies and gentlemen. I could snap my fingers and start endorsing the New World Order, and $10 million would come in probably a month. Just, oh, here's $10 million. Boom. I still get reached out to by establishment types. Oh, things would go real well. You could still get that national show. They're ready to meet with you in New York right now. They're ready to. They got the contract right now. Oh, yeah, let me see that contract. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, because they've got endless fake money. They just zeros and ones in the J.P. Morgan computer bank. You can't buy me with that. You can't buy me threatening my family. You can't buy me threatening my children. You cannot get the hands on this soul. It belongs to the creator of the universe. It doesn't belong to you. I don't want to be bought off by you. You don't have anything I want. I won't sell out for money, but I've said it. I would. I subconsciously have analyzed my own mind. I know you probably analyzed yours. The only thing I would even entertain selling out for isn't selling out at all. It's freedom. That's the thing. You don't have to sell out for. But yeah, things are so bad, you do get desperate. You do start believing in lesser of two evils, even though that's the incremental thing that brought us to where we are now, the compromising. I mean, I would love to believe in Mitt Romney. I would love to believe he would stop the TSA groping. I would love to believe they would stop. But it's not going to happen, folks, because the system wants this. Obama is a globalist front man. And yeah, he's got a crew of gangsters around him. That's the only argument I've heard from Larry Pratt and Joseph Farah, who are both intelligent men. That's the only argument that makes any sense is, yeah, but Mitt Romney calls the police on the neighbor when they're smoking pot on their back porch, even though it's legal. You know, the neighbor, it turns out, is medical marijuana. He lived next door to a $15 million house. You know, you live in a $10 million house, and you smell pot like 100 yards away, and you call the police on him. First, Romney comes over and knocks on the door and tells him not to. I mean, I'd be like, you know, get off my porch, punk. That's kind of the neighbor, you know, calls the police on you because your radio's up a little bit. The point is that that is almost like a sign of just neurotic goody-two-shoes behavior. But that's all part of the front, too. He's one of those globalists that does everything within the law. Well, the law says he can have money offshore because he's, you know, with the right law firms and right, you know, Arthur Anderson-type groups, accounting firms. The law says he can do all these things he does. See, the globalists, they all create things and give themselves loopholes so they can sit back as a group and go with something, and then no one gets the blame. They've really figured this out, ladies and gentlemen. But the argument that actually rings true to me to a certain extent on Mitt Romney is he's not a absolute hardcore terrorist, communist, or ear gun. I mean, it's scary that Rahm Emanuel's dad was the head of the ear gun terrorist that brought Israel into where they are today, bombing British installations. I mean, that's pretty scary. And that he's an IDF officer. It's scary knowing that the UN and all these foreign countries trying to take over the U.S. I mean, it's scary knowing that people like Rahm Emanuel will do anything for power if they think they can get away with it. That's the weird thing about Michael Savage. I don't get a chance to listen to him a lot, but I do, you know, maybe once a month when I see a clip or something. And you know, he's talked about Rahm Emanuel's an air gun terrorist. He may stage terror attacks in America to take our freedom. I've played that clip here before. But then he'll say, but we don't need semi-autos. You know, we don't need big magazines. It's just like, did somebody threaten him? I mean, I don't know how you threaten Michael Wiener. I mean, you know, he did write a book of poetry with another man that people like Gore Vidal would probably come to tears reading. I mean, how do you blackmail Michael Savage when everything's out there in books? Michael Wiener, who writes love poetry books with other men. I mean, I just who are, what's going on here? Why go on air and say Rahm Emanuel is an air gun terrorist and may blow us up and blame it on somebody, which is exactly what air gun did. And then, or your gun, and then he's over here saying we don't need our guns. I just, can't anybody not sell out? Can't anybody not act like this? Can't anybody, as we get down to the wire, not be cowards and just absolutely, collectively, go to the bathroom in their pants? I mean, is there any men left? I'll say this to the global controllers. You are madmen. You are madmen. Madmen! They want power at any cost, at any price. And they intend on getting it, and they will wreck our civilization in the process. I've talked a lot about Don Corzine. Don John Corzine. Had a Freudian slip there. He's a mafioso. I didn't mean to say Don Corzine. Don Corleone. Never once did you come by my house for a cup of coffee. Now you're here seeking justice. And if you would have done those things, then even now those men would be suffering. Imagine John Corzine making a 40-to-1 bet with other people's money. And now it's coming out HSBC's running Al-Qaeda funds and aircraft and Wachovia's and Wells Fargo's running the narcotics aircraft and $376 billion. It's just like you got a bunch of crazy mafias running bioweapon companies and they're just running around and you know, the old mafia 100 years ago, 50 years ago, didn't traffic in kids you snatched out of schoolyards because there's a market in people that want to rape and kill little kids. And now you do that. And now the mafias of this world, you know why the old mafias didn't allow stuff like that? Because they understood that once you allowed that, you allowed the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And the next thing is, the really wild thing to do is release a bioweapon that kills almost everybody. Guys, I forgot to have a water in here. Will you guys do me a favor and give me a water or a coffee? I'm going to hit a Polymers Plus at 2 today. Oh, yeah, I'm on drugs. It's called caffeine and superfoods. Oh, man, I don't know what to do anymore. It's just the reality just keeps hitting me and hitting me and hitting me. It's so real. We were right about it all. There's nothing too crazy for these people to do. They are just maniac lunatics. They are out of control. They're not in control. They're like, it's like an arsonist is in control when they light your house on fire and then sit across the street in the bushes laughing as your home burns. I mean, you people are out of control. You want to burn down society because you like to watch things burn. You're not cracking eggs to make an omelet. That's bad enough. You like to crack eggs. Well, you may think you can push people around, and you may have the majority of the public dumbed down in a servile, mind-numb capacity, but you don't have all of us. In fact, you don't have a lot of us. And I'm seeing things across the country, major signs. Richard Reeves is going to join us in about 40 minutes in studio to talk about some of this, that really showed me that the awakening is turbocharged right now. And that is a danger point because there's intersecting lines here with our agenda of freedom and just being normal and never getting sick of a sunrise, never getting tired of going fishing, never get tired of a hot plate of enchiladas, never get tired of just having fun, never get tired of playing chess, you know, those of us that aren't just absolute demons and who love goodness, doesn't mean we're even good, but we know we want to be good. We're ashamed of the bad things we do, being rude to somebody, dominating somebody, you know, flying off the handle at somebody. We're seen as weak by these people. No, you evil people out there. We are restrained because we all have a little twist of cane. And we all know if you start letting that little twist of cane into your heart, well, then it'll split you down the middle and you'll come alive. And pretty soon, there'll be blood pouring out of people's heads like a crimson highway. To quote Danzig. So, This is the situation we face. And all of you little control freaks who can sit here in this decadent crust, this thin ice you're on, you know, all trying to one-up each other with evil you can accept, because most of you aren't engaged in it. Most of you actually saw this evil, you'd throw up and be freaked out and go curl up in a ball. But you like to squawk around and hop around on the thin ice like you're part of it and like you've cozied up to it. When the ice breaks, and when you find out hell isn't hot, folks, it's freezing cold in the ninth circle, and when the thin veneer of civilization burns away like a meteor coming into the atmosphere, remember that you asked for it. Remember that you begged for it. Remember you liked the lie. And remember that you've owned it. You've asked for it. And believe me, you're gonna get it. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great. But how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Take about 30 minutes of your calls and Richard Reeves in studio real quick. And then we are going to have Max Keiser on to break down what he's saying he believes is going to be an imminent global meltdown that will make 2008 look tame in comparison. Yeah, it's a design meltdown. And that's why they're getting the police and military ready for martial law. It doesn't mean this is going to happen. But the Ayatollah over there says that their word is the war is within 2 weeks. I haven't heard them talk like that ever. The ships are all getting lined up. The Al-Qaeda forces are being released. We're being told Al-Qaeda are now heroes. I have articles here where they've got great discipline and are good guys. And, well, you know, they're helping. But we may have to invade later to get rid of them. It's like, and then they'll have another group they put in who they remove. It's like an endless war. It's like you're a big military industrial complex. You've got to finance the enemy. It's like a simulant. It's like if you want to go play paintball, you got to find another team to play against. And the game is world domination. So the enemy is there, so you have a reason to take over. And then you just move the enemy like a chess piece to the next place you're going to invade. I mean, it's so elementary. And I just don't get why people don't understand this. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote 2 books bragging how he did it. They brag. They only write these books for each other, though. And again, a lot of people go, well, okay, we're obviously the best in the West. We come up with these evil plans. The globalists hate us more than they hate the Muslims, folks. They hate the poor people in the Middle East so much and saw them as a threat 100 years ago that they radicalized for 100 years the British Empire and then others. The most radical jihadis. Those people had almost no power 100 years ago in the Middle East. And then the British Empire, then the Nazis, then the U.S. go in there and arm every crazy group there is to blow the daylights out of that place. Because they don't want to compete with those people. They have high IQs, folks. They're smart. As smart as it gets. They have destroyed their culture over there. And they're going to destroy ours, too. What do you think the television is when you turn it on? It's designed to screw you up. Now, they wouldn't accept a devil culture like that with all the, you know, mommies kissing and all the rest of it to screw up kids. So they go with the extreme form of Islam, which is just as destructive. And that's the plan. That's how they work. And now no one can, when you say 9/11 is an inside job, you go, look, London Guardian, Al-Qaeda turns tide for rebels in battle in eastern Syria. Western backing them. That's the folks blowing up stuff. Suicide bombers, you name it. New spin, attack Syria to fight Al-Qaeda. NATO powers help put Al-Qaeda fighters in Syria in first place. Fake newscast, fake photos. Asia Times, German intelligence, Al-Qaeda all over Syria. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I haven't even gotten into good news all over the country. We'll cover that with Richard Reeves after calls. Voters reject transportation tax in Georgia and Atlanta. Good job. David Dewhurst, the big CIA guy that stopped the TSA being blocked in Texas, even with electronic fraud, he even gave a victory speech. He lost to Cruz. And Cruz isn't perfect, but he talks like Alex Jones. People listen to it and they go, my God, that's like Alex Jones. Yeah, the problem is there's 2 different people there. But, hey, he's better than Dewhurst. So now we got to defeat that Democrat who's total globalist. So we've got all that. And I got more news. Like, all the old Republicans are getting thrown out. So go on TV, Republicans, and tell us to turn our guns in. Okay? Please.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.